is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, a man accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade will enter a plea in August. 53-year-old Paul Doyle was in court earlier facing 7 charges. Our reporter Liam Gotting has more.
Now, a provisional trial date, should it get to that stage, was set for the 24th of November this year. The court was told a trial could last between 3 to 4 weeks, but Mr. Doyle will next appear at Liverpool Crown Court on the 14th of August to enter a plea.
Rescuers are searching for a girl who's missing after going into the River Thames. Emergency services were called to Royal Pier Road in Gravesend earlier following concerns about 2 children. A boy has been taken to hospital for treatment. Russell Brand will go on trial in June next year after denying rape and sexual assault charges. He's facing allegations from 4 women between 1999 and 2005. And ahead of the ban on disposable vapes coming in this weekend, a health minister has told us the rules around them need to go further. Here's Baroness Gillian Merrin.
But if you don't smoke, don't vape. We need to go further, and we are doing, in terms of legislation to protect children and young people.
We've heard some people have been stockpiling single-use vapes before they become illegal.
Sport.
A US-based consortium has completed a 51% takeover of Scottish Premiership club Rangers. £20 million of new investment will be available this summer, and one of their first tasks will be to appoint a new manager. Liverpool have agreed to let departing defender Trent Alexander-Arnold join Real Madrid early. The Spanish side will pay £10 million for the England international, despite him being out of contract next month. And England could end the night top of their Women's Nations League group with victory over Portugal. They'd also need current leaders Spain to drop points against Belgium.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Breezy with the risk of showers in the north and west overnight. Drier and clearer elsewhere with lows of 5 degrees. Dry and bright for most tomorrow. Just some rain in the north. A high of 26. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunita Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Jolly Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Sunita Templeton there with the news. I'm Jolly Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing. It's Friday night, last Friday in the month. 2 minutes past 6. May the 30th. Massive hour for you. Just a little gentle reminder at the top of this hour. We've got a brand new podcast of this show. It's out now on Global Player. Go get it. 15 hours of radio reduced into a 1 hour highlights package. It is unmissably good. Maybe pick up Bloomin' Legends as well. The podcast we've been highlighting for the last couple of hours here on the 4 till 7 thing as well. But get the 4 till 7 thing podcast out now. Global Player. Get it. Here's what's happening. Third and final hour of your Friday Spectacular. Well, German Christians getting it so right. If you're concerned like I am about the decline of church going in this country, I mean, it keeps me awake nights. You see why church is a packed in Germany. Well, in one state in Germany, and not without good reason. If I said earlier, dancing chickens, I was underplaying some of the extraordinary stuff that's going on in these forward-thinking German churches. The country, of course, that gave us Luther. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I've got more of your blooming legends. Keep those coming in, please. 83936, so we can use them on the podcast. Particularly like your military ones. Why, already we've got my granddad was a founding member of the SAS. My dad, Pip, is a blooming legend. My great-granddad is a blooming legend. He's a tank gunner in the sack. Loads of good stuff coming in. Yeah. Keep those coming in. We can really use those. 83936, perfect for the podcast, blooming legends. That's blooming legends, also available on Global Player. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to West Brom, this week's pet town. That's West Bromwich, where Jenny, out of 108,000 people, Jenny was who we selected.
Sure.
To be our pet town. Only she was good enough.
Yeah.
She's, unless, of course, she blows us out, in which case someone else will be good enough. We'll be talking to Jenny about this week's Pet Town. Harry didn't dig up a lot outside the Standard League season.
The billiards room.
Reggae limbo billiards night.
A Jamaican meat raffle with limbo dancing in a billiard hall. But anyway, this is the Strokes Someday. Ladies and gentlemen, relax back. I got this. We'll take from here.
Radio X.
That's the Strokes. You listen to Radio X. Hey, don't be fooled by the rock that we've got, yeah? Because this is Jenny from West Bromwich.
Oh, it was so good.
Nearly good. Well,
oh, that's awful.
Thanks, Jenny. You're absolutely right, though.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it, Jen. No doubt about it. It's very rare we've had a caller who's so confident that they can literally engage with the show by instantly disrespecting the host's use of a feeble bit of Jennifer Lopez lyricage. Okay. Jen, how are you this evening? Happy Friday.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you so much for joining us. You were keen, which we really liked, and you've remained sober?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. No, you say absolutely, you know, you sound like a little bit impudent, me pointing it out, but believe me, it's very rare we get to this stage with someone on a Friday, and it is the caller who got in touch with us on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Said, you know, it's very rare that
very
happens.
Rare. Best laid plans.
There is many a slip twixt wine glass
and radio station.
And radio station. Yeah. So, what are you planning this weekend? What are you up to?
Oh, I've got a bit of decorating to do and just general running around, getting the kids ready for school next week.
Okay, what are you decorating?
Well, the living room.
Okay.
It's all destroyed.
Are you stripping wallpaper?
You stripping that?
I've done that. Right. I've done that. I'm reapplying wallpaper at the moment.
What have you gone with a cloth one? I've had to just strip a load of that off. I just wish the people who did up the flat hadn't bothered. Who wants cloth on the wall?
I know.
Doesn't sound like a plan. No, nothing quite so luxurious as.
No, this wasn't particularly luxurious. It was just hard wearing. You know, when people put up stuff that's like hard wearing. Yeah, it was like Hessian, like an old radio studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you won't be getting out this weekend at all, Jen?
No, nothing crazy planned this weekend.
Okay. How old are your kids, if I can ask you, and how many have you got?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem. My eldest is Dylan. He's 14, and then I've got a younger one who's 9. His name's Finlay.
And is there much for Dylan and Finlay to do in West Brom? Is it a kid friendly town?
I think Harry kind of summed up majority of it.
Oh Christ, really that bad?
That bad?
I'm really sorry.
Oh Jenny,
that's really bad.
The football's a good point. Yeah, there is the football. Although my husband's from Birmingham and he's a Birmingham City fan, so my children. I've followed the ways of the Blues, so...
I just don't know what's worse. No, but living in West Brom, you know, you've got the football club, which is, you know, that's what, 20 fixtures a year?
Yeah.
Or the fact that you're Birmingham City fans. I don't know which is a source of more misery for you, you know.
They've had a good season. They've been happy enough this year. So
yes. You're absolutely right.
Sure.
You're absolutely right. Go on the Blues. Okay. Let's. So, is there anything? There are clubs and things that they can do. The youth clubs and things.
There's stuff. There's stuff going on around West Brom. I work right in the centre of West Brom, and there is stuff for the kids to do. There's a lot more than there used to be. The council is now investing a bit more into youth services and putting on some provision, which is good.
Okay. Well, it stops them being out on the streets all day and you know becoming violent.
Sure.
Right.
Becoming a problem to society.
No, but being one of society's problems, yeah. I'm not saying your children are, but, you know, they've got a mum who works in a central town.
Okay.
A dad's a Birmingham City fan.
Mm.
You know, it adds up to, doesn't it?
It's never going to end well, was it?
No, I'm just saying it's not a nice picture, is it?
Mm.
It sounds to be the start of, you know, literally, sort of thing you read about in the papers. Okay, so Jen, what pub should we go to and which pub do you go to in West Bromwich?
For me, one of the best boozers in West Brom is the Three Horseshoes on Witten Lane. It's a proper good ale, log fire, cobs behind the counter kind of pub.
I love a cobs behind the counter.
They always look so delicious.
No, that's. I think she's describing the people.
it's
a local thing. A cob is
no,
like
it's a big
like
wedge of cheese in a bun, isn't it?
It's a massive roll.
Sorry, I thought a cob is a type of horse. I thought she was describing the size and violence.
They keep horses in the pub.
The size and the fury of the people behind the counter and what they're capable of.
No,
you don't go in there, mate. Just a couple of cobs behind the counter. Right, so it's the Three Horseshoes, lovely traditional pub. You say cobs behind the counter. Is that the only thing on the menu? There's nothing else?
When I go in, that's all I aim for, to be fair. Going in for a pint and good old-fashioned West Brom cob. Sorry.
Is it cheese and a big wedge of onion in there as well?
Round of applause.
Cheese and onion. I once did a live, like an outside broadcast with a sandwich maker from just near there, Walsall actually.
Yeah.
But he's done a lot of research into sandwiches.
Right.
And he says you can't, when you, cheese and onion gives you the best
flavour.
You're hitting the most flavours. Once you've got some butter with that,
so delicious.
And a nice fresh cob and a bit of salt on that. You're hitting everything. You don't, because you don't want sweet in there, but you've got it all.
Right.
Yes. So if we do want to eat at a pub, where are we going there, Jen?
Oh, if you're after a decent Sunday lunch in West Brom.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah, let's go for Sunday lunch. So you've got, if you want posh, you could go to the Lewisham, which is overlooking Dartmouth Golf Club.
The Lewisham. Dartmouth. Lewisham. No, I'm just saying there's a lot of things going on in West Brom that shouldn't be. I mean, there's the Lewisham, which overlooks Dartmouth.
These are confusing words, Jenny.
It's like England, like a sort of theme park.
There's a big park in West Brom, just on the outskirts of West Brom, called Dartmouth Park. Golf club. So it's quite posh there, but if you want a good old fashioned Carberry, I'd be heading to the Gough Arms.
Okay.
Round the corner from my nan's on Hatley Heath.
Okay, lovely. So you've got a heath and a park.
Wow.
In a town. No,
yeah, Hatley Heath is the name of a council estate.
It sounds so quaint and beautiful.
There was a heath there, wasn't there? I like an estate that's called what was there before, and it sounds, you know, like, you know, it's nice, like,
yeah,
it's
whatever,
especially with something like orchards, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've dealt with pubs ish. Unless there's another pub, which pub should we avoid? Definitely.
Controversially, I wouldn't really go anywhere near the billiard hall.
Oh! Harry, what has he done?
No, but is that because you're not a fan of limbo?
Yeah, it's the
right. Honestly, he really painted like there's a lively limbo scene in West Brom.
Limbo billiards.
Visit West Brom, home of the limbo scene. Okay, yeah, where are we going for a curry?
Where are you going for curry? You've got to go to the Sow and Pigs at Hilltop and go and have their prawn biryani. It's absolutely.
What was it called again?
It's the Sow and Pigs on Sow Hilltop.
Sow and Pigs, right.
Okay, both, of course, forbidden. To the curry-producing nations. Okay, let's move on very quickly.
Yeah,
move
along.
Both, of course, considered absolute meat non grata. Right. Is there really a curry house called the Sow and Pigs?
Did it used to be a pub called the Sow and Pigs, and they've taken it over?
Yeah, they've obviously taken it over. I think that's what's happened there, Gav. With hilarious consequences. Yeah. With hilarious, but irony-free consequences. Mm. Okay, he'd better be named after a cow. That'd be slightly worse. Okay, next up, where are we going for a Chinese? Don't tell me. The Marks of Granbury.
No, we're quite so posh.
Okay.
We can't sit down. We've got to get a takeaway. Yeah. So we're going to the Jade Garden on Stonecroft.
Is there any jade there or a garden?
No.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
So silly.
No, but what I like is it's takeaway only, and it's called the Jade Garden.
Yeah, right.
Basically, that's just a counter.
Right.
Okay. Fish and chips?
Best fish and chips in West Brom has got to be the Trident on Witten Lane.
Okay. And because presumably the Trident, because that's what Neptune has to...
Mm.
And they've probably gone big on that. They've probably got a kind of merman.
He's
sporting
a Trident. He's the god of fish and chips.
The fish and chip god. And lastly, was there ever a nightclub... Sorry, Gavin, please.
Was there ever a nightclub in West Brom?
There have been nightclubs in West Brom all sorts of places. The old post office in West Brom was where people used to go when I was in my younger days in West Brom. But from West Brom, you can get into sort of city centre Birmingham and stuff. So you could have stayed local, or you could have spread your wings, or gone into Wolverhampton and gone to Blackpool.
Easy, don't excite us with talk of a night out in Wolverhampton. For God's sake,
that's where I met my husband.
Is it?
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, he's a Birmingham City fan from Wolverhampton.
What?
Well, he lives in a village just outside Wolverhampton. When I told my dad I'd met someone in Wolverhampton, he had a very vocal opinion about whether he was a Wolverhampton.
Jen, sometimes people say too much information. I say not enough.
That was brilliant.
We could have spoken to you for hours. Absolute privilege to have you on the show. Thank you so much indeed. Love to all your family. Have a great weekend. And once again, thank you, Jenny. You had a dream. You wanted better. You were sick of all the holes in your sweater. You looked to me and wondered whether I was the lamppost to which you were tethered. I'm looking at you. dress song, but that is everywhere, that song. But you heard it here first on the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. We broke that song, we broke that act. That is another 4 till 7 thing success story. We did it for the Fontaines, we're doing it for them. We did it for, what was it? Another band.
Loads. There's been loads over the years. Too many to mention.
There's been loads over the years.
Too many to mention. Loads. Loads.
Someone's texted in instantly to say, it's only thank you to Jenny for
speaking brilliant.
Just West Brom. She goes, we get this every week. Someone's gone, she wasn't proper West Brom bird. She was posh. She goes, what a letdown for the other yam yams. And they're called yam yams. You know why?
Why?
Because he's yam yam okay. Yam 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 yam. Yeah, because it's I am. It's pronounced yam. Yeah. Or are you? Yeah, yam yam. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we've got dinner party chit chat coming up next. Do you know what we're going to discuss? And this is great news for one particular texter. He says, when am I going to hear about the German chicken? It's next.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. The perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our spring sale, get an AEG dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy 5 or more units. Offer ends the 4th of June. One per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking. We are preparing for a departure from big roaming charges. Download the Sailie eSIM app and use the code SAILIEUK to get 15% off any Sailie plan in more than 200 destinations until September 30th. All terms at sailie.com.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas. You know that home sense is like the TK Home section, but mahoosive?
What? Is it still up to 60% less?
Yep.
Do they have candles?
It's like TK Maxx for home. Of course they have candles.
Right, come on, we're going.
There's no place like HomeSense.
Except TK Maxx.
Quality homeware, savvy prices. Up to 60% less than the RRP.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Barclays ready-made investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays where do I begin investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 8.
Now, tomorrow morning when you wake up, why don't you put Radio X on? Because we do a show on a Saturday that starts at 8 and finishes at 11. So if you get up between 8 and 11, put Radio X on and it'll be me talking and playing songs. You're welcome.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop!
Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Is there something wrong with me? 'Cause I feel you're ignoring me. Golden showers on my head, rainbows missing, presumed dead. I think I might just stay in bed.
Travis Gaslight. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This, the 4 till something. That tune, incidentally, went out to Elliot, a blooming legend. It's his 16th birthday tomorrow, and that's from Christian and Katie.
Aww.
He does sound like a blooming legend. If you want to fill his head with blooming legendariness, then do steer him towards Global Player, the official app for Radio X, and indeed Gavin and I's new podcast, Bloomin' Legends. Right, here's a couple of Bloomin' Legends.
Mm.
Some Bloomin' Legendary behaviour for dinner party chit chat.
Mm.
I don't know the most outrageous thing you've ever seen in churches, the most boring thing,
right,
the most memorable things.
Mm.
But that is the subject for the dinner party this evening, because at first it seemed as though the 1250th birthday of the German region of Westphalia would be marked with all the dutiful solemnity one might expect. Distinguished professors held lectures on Charlemagne and gender roles in the Weimar Republic.
Yeah.
A cello ensemble chewed its way through Beethoven's Ode to Joy, says Oliver Moody in Berlin, the Times German correspondent.
Yeah.
President Steinmeier, who grew up in Westphalia, stood at a pulpit and pontificated about the yearning for spatial and temporal orientation in an age of upheaval.
Mm.
And then came the nappy-clad dancing chickens.
What?
What?
Right, it was all going fine until then. So
it sounded quite well organised. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the festival has now become the focal point of an unlikely international culture walkers.
Right.
Thousands of devout Christians from the US to New Zealand have objected to something they describe as disturbingly blasphemous.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so sort of pagan rituals.
Yeah, well, it started with experimental music, never good in church.
Oh.
But this is what I do approve of. Mm. The show Westphalia Side Story. Hey! Was very developed good. With 80 grand of public funding. Huh? It aimed to subvert the cliches about narrow-minded provincials and really show that, you know, we can have a bit of fun.
Sure. Great.
So what they did was they played some experimental music, and then two topless men and one fully clothed woman started cavorting around the cathedral with scythes.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Then they bought up plucked chickens.
What?
In nappies.
Yeah.
Oh, and hang on, these are dead chickens.
Dead chickens, yeah.
I thought we were talking about live chickens.
No, but I don't think they'd pluck them alive.
No.
Not even, you're German.
No.
But even in Westphalia.
This would liven Songs of Praise.
It would liven it up. We will now pluck a chicken live. But they then brought out plucked chickens in nappies and made them dance before tossing the poultry high in the air while singing Meat is Mean. They sang Meat is Meat to the tune of Opus 84's single Life is Life.
What?
La 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 la. And they were going Meat is Meat. La 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 la.
It's the most German thing I've ever
meat
heard of.
Meat is Meat. La 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 la.
There.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
Like a fantastic party.
There was no immediate evidence of outrage.
Right.
You know, so often people are outraged when they hear about things.
Right, themselves. Yeah.
The audience applauded politely. Steinmeier got up to speak.
We don't know what we just saw, but well done.
Meat is meat. La, 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 la. Anyway, several days later, a video of the dance was spotted on YouTube. You can see it. It's shocking.
This sounds better than Limbo.
21,000 people have signed an online petition demanding the Archbishop atones for the desecration. Someone said, the petition said, it is shocking you silently watch this show which offends both God and faith instead of stepping in to protect and defend the sanctity of your cathedral. I don't know, you see, what you've got to remember is during Mass, effectively, you are eating human flesh.
That's right.
You're eating the flesh of our Lord and drinking his blood. So it's already something quite cannibalistic going on anyway.
It is.
And when you look around at the things depicted on the wall, which is a guy nailed to two planks,
Where's the line? It's hard to kind of top it. You can't get something more shocking than that.
Certainly a dancing chicken with meat and meat is meat. It seems pretty tame
it does,
compared to the events of Easter. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Cranberries. It's Linger right here on Radio X. the Cranberries, linger. They won't be on John Kennedy because they're not new.
No. Mm.
And you've heard of them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But to check the Cranberries of the future, ladies and gentlemen, John Kennedy will have some great new sounds for you on Exposure tonight from 11, right here on your glorious Radio X. He's got Scrounge live for a studio in the session. And also, these new Puritans are in. He's got them on for an interview. On Saturday, Alan Sparhawk of Low is in session with an interview as well. We've got Indie Night, which is on after us. Who's doing that this evening? It's not Richie Wolfen, and we know that because he's back on.
He's back, but Sarah Gosling is sitting in.
Sarah Gosling! Awesome. So Sarah Gosling in for Richie Wolfenden with Indie Night.
By the way, that's an amazing lineup on Exposure.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Scrounge are great. These new Puritans are great. Low are great.
I haven't heard these new Puritans. Scrounge are awesome. John gets the guest. What can you do? You're the best in the business. When you're the most trusted man in indie guitar-based rock and roll, you only get the best in indie guitar-based rock and roll. There you go. You know, he wrote the book.
Sure.
He wrote the book.
Sure.
Look no further than John Kennedy. He's got Exposure at 11 o'clock. I tell you what, this is a sound that John would almost die to get on his show. He probably loves this band so much. I wonder if they first exposed... Actually, no, he didn't.
Just haze, naturally cloudy, thanks to the John O'Gold Apple.
Radio X.
Restaurants, shops, hair and beauty salons. Whatever type of business you run, Square can help you run it even better. Because Square isn't just a point of sale. It connects front and back of house, gives you real-time data, helps you manage appointments and much more. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Warning, Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to put the kids to bed, stack the dishwasher, or find inner peace. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Hiya.
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son.
You're right, Arky.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you well?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear.
fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travel Lodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
Danny Wallace.
Tell me, what is it you want out of a radio show? Well, you're not going to get it. The important broadcast is a difficult listen, requiring you to sit up and pay attention. I will educate you. I may even upset you, but I will not amuse you. I'm doing it now. Not amusing you, I mean.
Danny Wallace.
The important broadcast.
Sunday morning from 11.
With B&Q. Everything for your new bathroom. Not just sinks and showers.
Radio X.
Sorry, that's great. That's just amazing. Oh, you're in love with the psycho, right? We haven't had that for a bit, you know.
No, no. Love
do you
that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, incidentally, to all of you for sending in your blooming legends. We've had so many beautiful ones, and then suddenly we got that late flurry of your the granddads.
They're brilliant. Mm. Yeah.
Your World War II family heroes,
mm.
Absolutely brilliant. They will almost certainly be on Bloomin' Legends, Gavin Eye's new podcast. It's on Global Player. Do go get it when you pick up your 4 till 7 thing, which I know you regularly do, although you should just subscribe. But do please go and get it. Tell your friends. It's a listen anytime kind of podcast.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It goes with anything.
It really does, doesn't
I
it?
I like it in the bath.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
It's like
yeah.
Beaujolais.
Uh-huh.
It goes with...
Sure. Yeah. It's great paired with a bit of cheese.
So it's what for you is a good bath time wine?
Yeah, that's a great question.
A Pinot.
Is it?
Obviously.
It's
a silly question, really.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
What's your bath drink of choice?
Always a brandy, Gav.
Yeah, I was going to say a whiskey sounds good.
No, generally a brandy is really good.
Mm.
But again, it depends what cigar I'm with.
Sure.
A Robusto Cohiba is perf. After a game of golf on a cold day. It's just a perfect bath time cigar.
Clint Eastwood, in all those spaghetti westerns, used to enjoy a slim cigar in his bath.
Yes.
And a whiskey,
well,
didn't
a Robusto
he?
Isn't that. A Robusto is Churchill Gauge, but it's quite a short cigar.
Right. It's like a 12 gauge.
Yeah. No, it's a Churchill Gauge. Yeah, he actually has his own gauge of cigar, which says a lot about the man. I only say this because I know, you know, a lot of the kids listening, they've moved away from vapes,
sure.
And now they've got a taste cigars for a line
in cigars. Yeah,
I'm joking, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Here's what we've learned: Tuesday, when sherry tasting, you're encouraged to swallow. When Vickers get together, they have yard of sherry competitions. I thought I was going to say when Vickers get together, they're encouraged to do the same. When you're the undemocratically elected supreme leader of a repressive totalitarian regime, your mates always text you back.
Yeah.
Sunta tried a pickle back. She thought it'd be disgusting. Actually, it was all right.
It's all right.
There's a newspaper called the Fenland Citizen. it's not for communists. I wish it was for communists.
Oh,
for rural commies. Wednesday, Lee's never met a chippy who can keep his mouth shut.
Yep.
He thinks a chippy would make a terrible spy. Joseph Guillotine campaigned to abolish the death penalty, ended up inventing the guillotine.
Amazing.
When Nat feeds paper into her shredder, she says, yeah, you like that, don't you? I love that. There's so no good culture section in the West Bromwich Wikipedia page, and there are no decent donkey horror films. Thursday, it's 36 days until the Gallagher brothers walk out on stage together. Hey! A year ago, it was a year away.
Mm.
Money doesn't sleep, evil doesn't sleep, Sunta doesn't sleep. Danny Elfman's parents were called Blossom and Milton Elfman. He was rejected by his school orchestra. Harry's intrigued by UK shawarma. That's it's a type of music. No, it's a West Bromwich takeaway, not a Lebanese punk band.
No.
You can't win a limpo competition in absentia. And today, if Quadrophenia had screen chemistry, we've got radio physics. Greg's, for some reason, it's part seagull culture, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
It's part seagull Britain. The saber-toothed longhorn beetle spends 10 years as larvae. And if you're after some contract arson, don't hire Kelly Jones. You're a liar. thank you so much. Dr. Sunta Templeton, Vinny, Gav, Harry, superb. Jenny, our caller from West Bromwich, that was fantastic. I'm back tomorrow at 11 and 1, the Kickabout. Did you know?
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
When I was younger, I saw my daddy cry and curse at the wind. He broke his own heart and I watched as he tried to reassemble. Never sing of love if it does not exist. But darling, you are the only exception. You are the only exception. Well, maybe I know somewhere deep in my soul that love never lasts.
Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
Radio X. Welcome to a world of infinite worlds, a world of adventure, possibility, and happily ever afters. It's all waiting for you at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Book selected 2026 packages and get free dining and drinks and a 14-day ticket for the price of 7. Plus, book by the 1st of July and save up to £300. Book now at disneypackages.co.uk. Excludes gratuity. Selected meal savings based on package type with lesser savings after 1st July. See conditions at disneypackages.co.uk.
How often does your dad think about the Roman Empire? Monthly? Weekly? Daily? The chances are it's more often than you think. Is it the marching, the clashing swords, the practical sandals, or maybe it's the drama? If your dad loves a bit of all things Roman, then best-selling author Con Iggulden's new novel, Tyrant, about Nero, the most feared emperor of all, makes the perfect Father's Day gift. That's Tyrant by Con Iggulden. For the old Roman in your life.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express.
quality coffee every time.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. GlobalAcademy.com.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, Squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £185 million. Pounds.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations.